most important thing that you can do for someone is to maintain a long-term relationship. And so if I have a family member or a friend who's transitioning, if day one I use the incorrect name or the incorrect pronouns to that person's face, that may shut down a relationship that will never recover. That said, you don't want to enable someone. You don't want to encourage someone in a false identity that can also cause harm. Nor do you want to kind of promote the idea that sexual and gender identity is fluid or exists along the spectrum. So when speaking about people in the third person, I wouldn't use incorrect pronouns. So persistently and consistently say Jenner rather than him or her. But if forced to, acknowledge the reality that Jenner is a man who identifies as a woman. As far as first names go, I think first names are a more conventional matter anyway, and so you can typically defer to what a person wants to be called. Normally, I would defer to their preferred first name, but how can I both bear witness to the truth, encourage a long-term return to wholeness, and not destroy the possibility for a relationship?